Yo, what's going on? What's your boy dropping loot, aka Funky Frank, aka Steve?
What's going on, everybody? My name is Brandon, your Bacardi buddy, aka Juggernaut. How do you feel about that one, Bacardi buddy?
That's not bad, man. That's not bad.
All right, cool. It was the first thing I saw. Like, I was darting my eyes around. I was just calling an audible.
Oh,
there.
Man. You got Bacardi sitting right on the table, huh?
Oh, dude, it's been sitting up here like a paperweight.
Hey. No, I'm sure it's a paperweight that's getting lighter. We're here with Noobcast 30. And you know what? 30 is a new 20.
Damn right.
We're still hot, man. Still hot. we got a lot of news to talk about, actually, because a lot has accumulated over the week. And we got a little bit of everything to talk about. We're ending with our favorite licensed games, which I think is going to be a pretty awesome discussion, because really there's just so many good ones. Choosing a favorite one is pretty tough, but you know, that's what we do, man. We do the tough things that no one likes to do.
No one wants to step up to the plate, but you know what? Someone's got to.
Damn right, man. Damn right. So, we'll just jump right into it, man. The big news, the big shitty news, actually pretty shitty for a lot of people, is Watch Dogs has been delayed until 2014.
Yeah, that sucks, but I'm not crying.
Yeah,
like good.
It's the thing is, they keep on showing newer and newer stuff, and it's getting to the point where this game has been like so highly anticipated. I definitely think it sucks. I mean, obviously these things happen. You know, when you're making a game, it's nobody said it was easy, because it's not. And if they could hit the deadline, they obviously would have, and I'm sure they had a shit ton of external factors that were telling them to hit the deadline, but this is the way it's got to be sometimes, man. So basically, it'll be out.
And, well, it's too bad because, yeah, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say too, because, the launches are coming up real, real soon, you know? And so, it's kind of too bad that this one is not going to be up there, I guess, at release date. Let me do the math here. Unless you live in, was it some parts of Europe where the Xbox One doesn't come out to 2014? So for you, Watch Dogs is the launch title, but for everyone else, we gotta wait.
True, true. I don't know. I mean, it just seems like a phenomenal game. They're throwing in so much good stuff, and I'm sure it's coming towards the end, and they still have so much they want to do. So this is one of those games that they're gonna release, and even when it's done for release, quote unquote, there's still going to be hundreds of things they're probably like, oh man, I wish we could throw this in or that in. So it's good for DLC, because I'm sure, a game that's like this involved, it has so many possibilities, and they just got to get to a point where they're happy with it.
Hey, as long as they don't make us wait like a Blizzard game, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's, I need to check out exactly where, when it comes out, or what their anticipated date is, but it can't be, hopefully too long. It's not gonna be the next Alan Wake,
right?
I hope not. No. It's just because the game looks so good, looks so cool, I think it's one of the most, I think since the inception of really, of this year with the two big systems, I mean, there have been a lot of big games, and there will be a lot of, big games coming out, but I don't know about everyone else, but for me, this has probably caught my eye the most.
Right.
And
it's going to be on the PS3 and 360 too.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's right. It's going to be, it's one of those ones that's going to be out for everything.
And Wii U.
Even Wii U.
But this game has definitely caught a lot of people's eyes, and that's why it, looks so good, man. It's doing so many cool things. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see when we get the release date. We'll let you guys know. We got other big sad news. Author Tom Clancy has passed.
Tango Down.
Obviously has written many great things. Also a fellow Baltimorean, proud Baltimorean, born and raised, and unfortunately passed. So I don't know, man. I had to pour some 40 out for the homie right there, man. Because, that's just how we do in Baltimore. One of the big things gamers would know him from, because he's written a ton of successful books, The Hunt for the Red October and You know, the list can go on, but
Forrest Gump, you know, Alice in Wonderland.
Yes, all this.
I think he was the guy that did the drawing for Steamboat Willie.
But you know, I mean, really, the Hunt for Red October, Patriot Games, Clear.
Oh yeah, no.
I mean,
there are a lot of
six.
Big books that turn into huge blockbusters.
Yeah, I mean, the guy was just gold. But the thing gamers would know him mostly for would be the
like
Splinter Cell.
Yep.
Yeah, Splinter Cell.
And also Rainbow Six.
Rainbow Six, yeah. I mean, he's just, you know.
There's a bunch of other ones, too. I mean, there's a. The Tom Clancy itself. I mean, there's franchises within, like, the global franchise of Tom Clancy games.
Right.
So I think, you know, my favorite or my best, you know, Tom Clancy game is, well, at least was a Rainbow Six on N64.
Mm-hmm.
Used to play that shit with, like, Lawson and Mo all the time. And the game was. It was, you know what? N64, we've talked about it. It is a classic system, regardless of how you look at it. But it was really strong with the first person shooting,
mm-hmm.
and that was such a fun co-op game to play. We used to do a shitload of I don't know. All the missions were just a blast, and the had a great control. I know the Tom Clancy games, you know, kept on going on. I mean, I love Conviction. It's probably my favorite. Splinter Cell game, but when it comes down to it, I think my favorite memory has got to be the Rainbow Six for 64.
Yeah, and I mean, really, I'm you know, just checking this out now, but you know, for those of you that don't know, he actually co-founded a video game developer, Red Storm Entertainment, way back in 80 in 96, and
wait, Red Storm, weren't they? Well, I believe their label was on a lot of the.
On the Rainbow Sixes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of when it came about. I mean, he has been a part of literally, I'm just looking at this list. He's given an eyeball guesstimation. It looks like 50, easy 60 games, all from like the Rainbow Six and the Ghost Recon and the Splinter Cell.
Yeah, that was the other one, Ghost Recon.
But then you can go back to even Nintendo with the Hunt for the Red October and Red Storm Rising. And I mean, you know, he's just been a very, very integral part of the community, and you know, we're sad to lose him. So
I think he tried buying the Orioles too.
Is that so?
Yeah, he had a lot of money. Rumor is he had a boatload of money.
Uh huh. I did not know that, but
he's also a big sports guy as well.
Would have been better than Angelus. Oh no, actually, Angelus isn't doing too bad of a job now, but.
Well,
whatever. That's for another podcast.
That's one. Oh, yeah. When we start doing our sports podcast,
it would be bad advice, bad fantasy football advice from Trappin' League. How to lose
every
season.
Mediocre advice from Juggernaut.
Yeah, man. But you know, whatever. That's the season's not over. That's
for
time.
Me, I got renewed hope. No, I'm sorry.
we are sorry about Tom Clancy. So another thing that I'm pretty excited about is Ubisoft has announced the Stick of Truth release date, and that release date is going to be December 10th for the PS3, 360, and PC. So actually, I believe the PC might even be pushed back a little bit. I'm just throwing this off the top of my head. December 10th is going to be the PS3 and 360. I believe the PC is like the 24th, though I'm literally just making that number up.
Christmas Eve,
something like that. Like, it's definitely
awesome.
It's not coming out on the 10th, but you know, the game is coming out, and we were just at Comic-Con, and we got a chance to check out like an extended trailer for the game. I know Cop Top wrote up a post on it, and needless to say, I was extremely impressed with the way the game looked, the way it played, the hilarity that was ensuing. You know, it's kind of like an action RPG, where the RPG elements are, you know, pretty standard, but when you're walking around on a map, it looks exactly like a South Park episode, and you kind of like run into encounters and you can do things on the map. So it's like a cross between Super Mario Brothers RPG, kind of Earthbound, and I don't know, just a whole bunch of really good stuff, man.
Whatever, cow. You know what's funny when you think about it? Not really, man. when you look at the cast of like Earthbound, and it
Right.
seems like you could easily just fit the way I guess Earthbound kind of is. You could easily just fit like the South Park characters into it. It'd be fun if there. It'd be kind of cool and fun to actually have a South Park, a fan made version of Earthbound done around South Park.
That would be cool. That would be it seems like it could fit. I mean, of course, obviously South Park is way more adult based, but I remember Earthbound being pretty pretty not adult per se, but I don't know, man. It was like right with the times. I haven't played Earthbound probably for 10 years. Jeez, that's way too long, man. But
I remember we were. This is like after you graduated from college, and I think right as you're figuring, you went back to the parents' house, for like that weird time when you got to college and you go back out again, or maybe it was like a vacation. I don't even know, but we were hanging out a bit, and we were like just playing a shitload of MVC2, and I think for a little bit you just deferred off and started playing Earthbound again. I don't know what it was. I think maybe you're just playing a ROM. I mean, I must have been the point where I was bringing over just boatloads of CDs and we're just downloading them.
Oh yeah. I
And
do
you're like in an Earthbound like rejuvenation.
I mean I have the Super Nintendo game. I definitely still have the cartridge, so
I wonder how much that could sell for. Probably for pretty good. Still
I'm
in the
not I even
box?
have the box. The box was freaking huge.
Damn.
Like the box was like the size of the Super Nintendo box or something.
Yeah, I forgot how big those boxes were. That's damn girl, that's a big box.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome, man. It was pretty awesome. But I don't know. I have to play it again. But South Park looks very awesome. I know I pre-ordered it. I'm ready to play it, man. Looks like it's gonna be a lot of fun.
It'll be a
So
lot of fun.
this is kind of weird. I don't know if you've seen this, but you should definitely check it out while we're talking about it here.
Yeah, actually, I was just.
Valve has introduced a Steam controller. Have you seen it?
I saw it a while ago, and there it is. I saw it a while ago, and then I kind of got off it, and now I'm looking at it again. It's funny. It looks like a fucking boombox.
It does. It looks like a fucking boombox from the future, man. Not even a boombox from the past or now.
Side note: have you seen that new the new watch? I love the commercials for it. It's like that new
The
Droid
new
watch.
Google Watch,
Yeah,
right?
God, that thing is so sweet. Well, I'm not sure if the phone watch is sweet, but I love the commercial where they have like Dick Tracy, the Power Rangers,
Yeah,
Star
commercial's pretty good.
Trek. Gotta love that commercial.
I agree.
Yeah. So, huh?
No, I said I agree. I know this controller looks weird. Where's the buttons? Where's the analog sticks? Like I don't. I'm not liking it. I don't like it. Call me
It could be cool.
old-fashioned, man. Call me old-fashioned. So basically, the way this controller is it has dual trackpads, haptic feedback, and a touch screen. So I don't know if like one trackpad is gonna. I don't even know. I don't know how the frick you use a trackpad on a controller. I don't know.
I would imagine it's almost like a let's say you're holding it like a PS2, like a PS controller or Xbox controller, and just the way you're using it, you're probably just putting like less stress on your thumbs, and you pretend it's there kind of a thing, Like I just imagine like doing like Street Fighter motions on it, and it'd just be kind of odd. But I think the precision on the actual buttons, it's almost like hitting the territory where the buttons are. I don't know.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
It seems kind of odd. At least this way your finger can't slip off. I
Yeah.
don't
It seems odd right now, but as pointed out on the site by Connors, it's Valve. I mean, Valve knows what the fuck they're doing. They're not gonna put out something that's just completely stupid.
know. It looks so much in that ideal. What do you call that? The not ideal phase, but
It's like a concept. Yeah, it's like a
yeah, it looks
concept.
like
It's
a
like a
complete
concept car.
concept. Yeah.
And like we don't know. Maybe this is just a concept. Like maybe this isn't the. But all we know is that they will definitely have a Steam controller. So
Yeah,
I
the
don't know.
buttons on
I
it. Yeah,
won't be buying
you
it.
see the outside? You have your YXAB.
No, where?
Yeah, it's on there. It's right. It's outside of the track and right outside. It's in between the track and the
Oh, you're
touch screen.
right. Whoa, that's freaking weird, man. I didn't see
Yeah.
that.
It looks odd too. I don't know. I'm holding like I'm pretending it. I'm like it's ergonomically invisibly in my hand, and it doesn't like your thumbs are reaching too far inside, and you can barely see a trigger. So you probably have dual triggers on the back.
Right, you'll probably have triggers, yeah. There might be a plethora of buttons on the back, actually.
Well, as long as it's not like a Z button.
No, like, I mean, but you know, they could technically have, because you're just using your thumbs here. They could have like 4 buttons, 8 buttons on the back, which would be fucking crazy. But that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, no, but I'm not sure what the fuck you're supposed to do with it. I don't know. Looks like there's a button you could talk. There's a settings button. But yeah, I like the little chat thing. I'm not sure what that's all about.
Right.
I guess you probably just.
I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll have to see. I mean, all I'm saying is if you're listening to this, take a look at this thing and let us know what you think, man, because it looks fucking crazy.
That look, yo, your hair's all dead. Looks nuts.
Like you said, it just looks like a concept right now. But, you know, whatever. Maybe they'll take it in and polish it up and it'll be something
sexy.
Better than I could ever imagine.
You mean they'll add buttons and a direction pad?
Maybe. Like, I'm not, you know, making any promises here. But it's possible. So there's been a lot of new stuff recently with Kingdom Hearts. There's you know, they shown a new trailer for 3. It was very, very early stages, rough cut. But they did announce that they're doing a 2.5 HD remix. Just like they had the original HD remix. This will include Kingdom Hearts 2, the final mix, and the PSP Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep final remix. And cutscenes from the DS Kingdom Hearts recoded. So basically, it's just a bunch of Kingdom Hearts stuff that's going to be all kind of bundled into one. And I think really what they're trying to do here is put everything on one system to get amped up for Kingdom Hearts 3.
It's a super rehash. Yeah, and you're right. The way that, because Kingdom Hearts, we were looking at this about a month or so ago.
Yeah, they fucked up. They put it on too much shit. Like, you gotta. You know what I'm saying? Is that wrong? Am I wrong?
There's not like a consistency. Well, that also speaks to the length of the game versus the consoles it's existed on. But you're right. There hasn't been an actual like linear constant where you can stick with like Sony or Nintendo or whatever. It's just been on a smattering of everything, and it's just
like from handheld to console to handheld to console. It's like,
it looks like whenever you read like a book. Let's say you're reading Lord of the Rings, but then you have like, you know, excerpts, you know, and pamphlets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, oh well, you know, you can find out more about the dwarves in this little book. It's like, yeah, it doesn't really follow like the actual volumes correctly. So it seems if you are a fan of Kingdom Hearts and you love everything about it or the story or whatever, it's made it hard for you to follow. So this is good. You know, these remixes are good. And it's just, it seems like 'tis the season for all these fucking remixes. This year and last year, I've seen like a bunch of them. Like there's been the Hitman, Reduxes. And then, DMC has done their HD remixes. And I know it's a popular thing to do. I know Metal Gear Solid had a big hit with it last year. So, I mean, I get it. It's just, it's cool. I think this one is probably not the most relevant, but I think it's the one of the more interesting ones because you're really taking handheld, you know, versions or handheld excerpts to the story and putting it finally, you know, on one disc, you know,
right.
For, you know,
this is what you need to do, which is what you needed to do.
Yeah. You're collapsing all the universes on a one disc.
Right. Because such has been so all over the place. So this will kind of get you. You know, these HD remixes can get you caught up hopefully before 3's out, but you never know.
And who knows? And I'm not, I don't know. I've not played like the DMC, HD remixes, but you know what, those, if you had the old system or if you just had the old games, it almost feels like, why do I really have to play this?
Right.
At least for this, you get, if you don't have, you know, a PSP or if you don't have a 3DS, or you just really didn't care about playing them, but you like, you know, Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 on the major systems. This gives you a reason to buy it because this gives you more gameplay and gives you more background.
Yes, exactly.
Which I really enjoy. Like, I'm really on the fence. Like, because there's the, like, we all love Final Fantasy. I mean, if you don't, I'm not saying get the fuck out.
Oh, but, by the way, not to cut off the story, but did you ever finish your Final Fantasy? How far did you get on your...
Honestly, I got to Final Fantasy 7. I got so wrapped up with school and other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty much, I'm at the same village, you know, Red 13, his village.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just kind of got stuck there. And man, I bought so many games that I haven't even, and so many DLC items. Like, it's just, God, there's like a long, long list of stuff I really want to play. And so, yeah, Final Fantasy has kind of gotten lost. But I'm glad I really went back to 4, 5, and 6 and in the midst of
Yeah.
7.
I mean, you were always, I think you bit off a little more than, I knew there was no way you were going to make it through all of them. I just,
At least not, but I would have done
I
it
thought
by
maybe
now,
you could have
but
made it to like 9 or something.
oh, I mean, there's still time, there's still hope. It's just I was doing a lot, so my time is definitely a little more controlled. What I was gonna say is that I love playing through 4, which is I guess Final Fantasy 2, and like I've been on the fence about buying Final Fantasy, I guess 4 for the Vita, and rebuying it. But the reason why I'd want to buy it is that they actually added extra story content that they put on the 3DS, or no, on the DS
Yes.
for it. So it's like, all right, I mean, I can get it with remix graphics and more story for $20. And that feels like I probably get my money's worth. So that's how I feel about 2.5, 2.5 remix for Kingdom Hearts.
Well, yes, I will say just from the four aspect, I don't know if it'd be worth $20. I do have it on Android, but it's a good game. Like there wasn't a terrible amount of story in that game to begin with, so it's not like it's gonna add a ridiculous amount that you don't already know.
No, but there's an extra mission on the moon, which is pretty cool,
Yeah.
and a harder version of the boss, which is, I mean, that's also cool too. But they redo the graphics, and I'm not saying the graphics are bad. Well, they look like better NES graphics. That's what you get with the early NES, Super NES graphics.
Yes.
So I'm not, I haven't bought it yet. I mean, I still have so much shit. I still have to play through Chrono Trigger, which I still have not done before. So I'm excited. I cannot wait to get that one going on.
You should. That's a fucking awesome game.
I have heard. Man,
But
there's like a shitload of endings too. But there's only one way to end this, right, Steve?
Well, yeah, and I was gonna say because the last topic actually kind of goes into this. What are your favorite licensed video games? And now that we're talking about it, and I actually thought about this if there wasn't any news or if it wasn't right up on it, Kingdom Hearts has to be one because that's just a showcase of every Disney. That was like every Disney character put together in such a good action RPG, just done so well, man, so well. Kingdom Hearts 1. That would have to be up there with probably one of my favorites of all time.
Well, with the Kingdom Hearts 3 coming out and the way that Disney owns the world,
Yeah, now
I
they
mean,
own everything.
you could have I forget, what's the name of the main character? I forget it.
I don't
And like,
remember,
it's
actually.
like a, well, we'll just call him like Dinobot. So we have Dinobot. That's just fucked up. I can't think of it. Whatever. But like the way that Disney owns everything, you could have, you go into Mickey Mouse World. And then you can go again into Marvel World, where you have Spider-Man. Then go to, Star Wars World,
Right.
and then you could actually have Scott Van Pelt from ESPN be in your party because they own ESPN as well. It's crazy.
No, hey,
ABC
man.
World.
Well, actually, you mentioned the one other. So I'll name my two. I'll name my two. I was gonna put Kingdom Hearts up, as one or two, and it had to share the throne with the classic Star Wars: Knights of the Old Republic. That was
Okay.
such a good fucking game. Did you ever play that? Oh
No, I
my.
didn't. It was that was a dark time of gaming for me. I wasn't quite
Oh
involved. I
man.
think I was actually on the old Xbox One playing Prince of Persia.
That was on the Xbox One.
But I wasn't playing those games. Because that was a wasn't that fucking the guys that made Mass Effect? Yeah, KOTR was BioWare. But that was before my BioWare days.
Oh man, it's so good.
Love Jade Empire.
This was really probably just such a great fucking game. Yeah, you need to go back and play it, man, because I know you're a big fan of Mass Effect. You would love Knights of the Old Republic. It's like a perfect game, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. Really good.
You know, there's so many good licensed games. Like, you can almost name an era, and you almost can think of like really good ones. Like, for like Nintendo, like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 or Turtles in the Arcade. That was probably like one of the most fun of all time. And I was actually talking with this about with this with that with Cop Top, and you know, like, you know, Batman Arkham Asylum.
Oh yeah,
they came up. And, you know, there's some games that you play that almost seem like skins. Like, when you play, like, Marvel versus Street Fighter, or you play, like, Injustice, and don't get me wrong, I cannot stop talking about Injustice. I love Injustice. But these, like, both these, like, fighting games in a way are pretty much, like, almost skeletons of their predecessors, you know, being Street Fighter and, like, Mortal Kombat, right? Mm. When you play a game like Arkham City, Arkham Asylum, you kind of feel that it's the other way around, where almost their features and what was going on in their games, I'm not saying that they invented all types of shit, but like, you know, the X-ray vision, super vision, that just seemed to dominate, you know, that detective vision, it just seemed all of a sudden became one of the most commonplace added features in a lot of newer games after it. And it's like, it wasn't original to it, but the way they utilized it felt like it almost revolutionized your way of like searching your surroundings. And so you kind of, I don't know, like, that's probably one of the best ones. I meant, shit.
I agree with that. I mean, I think it was probably, obviously the best Batman game ever. I mean, that's been the best Batman series.
That might be the best superhero game, like, just flat out.
Yeah, I mean,
that's,
I would like, agree with
not
that.
Even maybe, that is.
Wait, never mind. Superman 64.
You know, I went back and I was playing some old PlayStation 1 games, and Spider-Man, yeah, I think Spider-Man, mm-hmm. PlayStation 1, I don't know if you played that, was such a good game,
really,
and it actually kind of holds up still, you know, if you can just, you know, like, just go in the mindset that it's a PlayStation 1, the loading time isn't bad, and, you know, it's limited because, let's say you're swinging through the city, it couldn't handle, you know, having street levels, so they'd have vapor all over the ground, so if you dropped, you died, but you could still swing through the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just a great licensed, you know, superhero game, because they had great voices, great voice acting, really good dialogue, pretty good story, and it had a really good, like, backdrop. I think, in a way, that kind of has... And that was probably the first, you know, superhero game I could think of that really added a bunch of content. That whenever you play like Arkham City, for example, and they have all the background about all the characters and stuff,
mm-hmm.
I really feel like Spider-Man for PlayStation 1 was the first one to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I fucking love that game. I probably have others off the top of my head, but to be honest with you, I can't break away from Arkham and Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I think those two are just so good. And there's so many good ones. So many good ones. And I'm glad you brought up Kingdom Hearts as being one of the best, because it flat out is.
Well, it just took so much.
DuckTales. I love DuckTales. I still have not played the HD Remix version, though.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Oh, the thing is, you didn't really play much of DuckTales for Nintendo, right?
No, not really. I mean, a little bit. I remember I played the DuckTales on Game Boy, actually.
Well, you know the people that made Mega Man made DuckTales, right? And now I'm not saying like flat out it was Capcom. Everyone knows Capcom, but I meant like mm-hmm. the level design and everything was actually made, you know, by the same team.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, if you liked Mega Man, of course you didn't like Mega Man. So if you like Mega Man, you would really like the DuckTales from back in the day. That's why I got so excited when those ones came out.
Yeah. No, I hear you, man. DuckTales was a great game. But that's kind of like a... I mean, you know. What the hell happened to DuckTales?
Woo! I'm sure... You know what's funny? One of my good friends, his kid's like 4 or 5 years old. My friend Vincent, his son Mason,
mm-hmm.
is like 5 now. 4 or 5. He watches DuckTales.
Really?
Yes. Vincent, my friend Vincent, great matter. Great MC, great beat producer. Has carried the torch to his son about DuckTales, which I'm so proud.
Oh, that's cool. Well, see, but you would have to, that's something you'd have to introduce him to. Like, I don't think it's readily available. You know, I don't think DuckTales is around like it used to be.
Why isn't there a Nick at Night version of, like, Saturday morning cartoons.
I don't know.
Remember when Nick at, I don't know about you, because when I was growing up, like, Nick at Night was the shit.
No, it was fucking awesome, dude. Yeah,
you could watch Dragnet. I loved Get Smart so much. Like, the new newer movie with Steve Carell was good. Came out a bunch of years ago, but, like, the original show was so funny. But, you know, it's like, I bet you a lot of kids would love to watch, you know, classics like, you know, Gummy Bears and fucking DuckTales and Darkwing Duck. I loved Darkwing Duck.
I think so. I mean, that's what, you know, Cartoon Network kind of was when it first came out, but it's gotten away from that, so.
I guess so. I guess most of the time, I guess at daytime it's all Nick Jr. and nighttime it's all, you know, Nick plus 18.
Right. That's just the way it's got to be sometimes, man.
That's fine. I've been watching newer episodes of Archer. Mm-hmm. And nothing makes me smile harder usually than Archer. So I'm pretty happy about that.
It's a great, great fucking show.
Even though it's FX and that's not Comedy Central. Still a cartoon.
And it's a good one.
Yeah, it is. They should make a licensed game of that. That would be a boatload of fun. It'd be like Leisure Suit Larry mixed with, I don't know, espionage. I can't think of an espionage game off the top of my head. James Bond. Nah. Mm-hmm. No. It's something better. Splinter Cell. And Leisure Suit Larry.
That sounds like a pretty good mix of games to me, man.
Damn right. Nice little clash.
But, yeah, man. Well, I don't know. That's what we got here for the new cast art. You got anything else?
One last thing. If you get a chance, E60, like ESPN program, had a, it was a, the E60s won the shit. And the one of the newest ones, if not the newest, had a nice little, they did a nice little history of like video games, but they did it, of course, in the context of sports gaming. But it was really cool and informative, but it was done in a way where it wasn't educational. But, you know, it was like more an appreciation of, I guess, the last, you know, almost three decades of gaming that's, you know, spawned. I mean, that has, you know, reached all the way back, you know, to the 70s with Pong. And you think about Pong, it's practically table tennis.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just cool, like, seeing, like, Calvin Johnson, like can't doesn't even know what Shaq Fu is. And then you have, you know, Tiger Woods talk about Tiger Woods in the game. And it was a cool, you know, chronological, you know, look back and look forward into, you know, what gaming is without being, like, dorky and all, like, you know, sometimes you watch something, and not dorky, but you watch something on History Channel, and you're like, I don't know what games are going to be like tomorrow, but it's still touched on what the Kinect can do and the appeal it has to newer gamers and future gamers. And it was cool. They had the interview, the dude that made Pong and went through Atari and everything. Even talked about how Vanilla Ice, you know, when he was 16 years old with Ice Ice Baby, was in the back of the tour bus, busting people's ass on Tecmo Bowl with Bo Jackson.
Hey, man, that was a great football game. That was like the best first football game. But then, you know, when Madden came out and Madden did the, you know, top to bottom view, it was just fucking phenomenal.
Oh yeah, it had a pretty decent. I mean, it wasn't focused on one game or franchise or whatever, but they had a, you know, a decent amount of video time to Madden without like letting it dominate. Because, granted, it's on ESPN, so you have to make it somewhat sports-centric, but it's still pretty much, like, video game involved. I mean, it actually was all devoted to gaming, so it was really cool. So if you get a chance to look it up, definitely do it.
Well, that's cool. I will definitely do that, man.
You're good.
But, yeah, man. So, I don't know. Again, that's what we got here for Noobcast 30. As always, check us out at New Gamer Nation. Twitter, New Gamer Nation, YouTube, New Gamer Nation, and YouTube. Did I just say YouTube? YouTube.
Yeah,
New Gamer Nation. I think I just repeated that twice. Facebook, New Gamer Nation. We're all over the place. We are all over the fucking interweb. So, as always, this is your boy, Dropping Loot.
And this is your boy, Sprite Zero.
Y'all take it easy. Peace.